Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word, Share number 79. Sometimes it's worthwhile to write things down before you actually speak. When you have something to say to a person who may have a negative reaction to what you're saying, but it's important for you to say it, sometimes it's advisable to write down your message first, you know, on paper, then you'll see it more objectively. It'll be easier to edit it, to censor it when you see it on paper and you try to use the right wording there. Sometimes you'll see the message is too strong or filled with anger or resentment. An actual writing of it alleviates those negative feelings and allows you to give it over in a calm, productive way. And before saying the message you wrote, you ask yourself, how do you think the person will react when I say this to him? Is there an alternate way I can express this? I'll be more tactful. Any words or phrases here that I should eliminate. And sometimes it pays to make an actual recording of what you want to say, and only to yourself, of course, and test that out and think this through before you actually go and say what you're about to say. Another thing that's important in general when you write notes or texts or things to someone, WhatsApp messages, whatever you do, make sure not to include statements that would be considered in as dvarim if they were spoken. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it, that there's no difference between lashon hara written in a letter or said verbally. And therefore, just like you can't worry as dvarim, in this case, where you're talking painful, harmful things verbally, shouldn't do it via note, via text, via WhatsApp, or whatever it is, via email. Never send somebody an email, a note, that is insulting or belittling or hurtful. Some people do this, you know, they're too embarrassed to insult a person face to face in their confrontation, and they find it easier to write out their insults and they blast it. You know, people do social media this way and they attack people this way. Those points where the bullying with people, especially teenagers, got to such a terrible, terrible degree that they took their own lives. So it's very, very serious. And there's no difference between saying the insult, like we said, to someone in person and writing it down. And even if you don't really intend to cause the person pain, you have to be careful not to say or write things that will cause pain. Certainly if your kavan is to cause pain, that's really something they have to uproot from your personality and do everything you can to make sure that you don't do that, and that should not be a mindset whatsoever. And that's what you have to ask when you're writing things down. You're about to send an email or a text. Will anything I have written cause a recipient needless pain? And you really have to think this through, and you have to work that and make sure that you use the written word responsibly. Another thing that's einas dvarim that's really harmful is when you label people. You know, you're the type of person who does this or who does that. Even when you need to correct somebody, you avoid using statements that would imply the entire personality of someone is defective or deficient. Never start off a criticism by saying you're the type of person who does this and that wrong. Be very, very careful, especially if you're a teacher or a mentor. When you want to motivate someone to do something, or you want to stop them from doing something, telling them that they're the type of person who would act in the opposite manner of what you want them to act, that's not a good strategy anyway. It just lacks common sense to do that. And it's definitely harmful and pointless and needless, and it just causes agmas nefesh. Instead, you focus on the positive qualities. Show him or her that you see them as a person that has virtues, that has milas. And you want them to live up to those virtues. You want them to live up to those milas. That's the way you influence somebody. So, for example, if you want someone to go with you someplace and they're not interested in going, so what effect will mostly have if you say, oh, you're the type of person who only cares about yourself, and you're not the type of person who wants to do anything, and you just like staying by yourself? That's not how you're going to motivate this person to come with you. Instead, you know, you use positive wording with compassion. I know you prefer to stay home. I know that you have that tendency, and you need your quiet time. But you also are a type of person that would enjoy being kind to other people. And once you're interacting with people, nice people, you would enjoy it. And I would greatly appreciate you going with me. And I hope your love of kindness will outweigh, you know, that introverted tendency or something like that. That's a positive approach when you want someone to come with you when they would rather stay home, as an example. Negative approach would be something like, you're the type of person who just wastes his time. You don't accomplish as much as this other person did, and you're letting your potential go wasted. Now, this is a negative approach when you attack somebody that way. A positive approach would be the reverse. You're the type of person who has a lot of potential. I know that as soon as you will become motivated, you'll accomplish a tremendous amount. Focus on the sense of fulfillment that you will have when you start utilizing the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. That's motivating. That brings a person up. It's very important to use motivating, uplifting dialogue and not things that would cause a dvarim. There's a famous vart that, you know, in the Haggadah, Chacham Mahu Aymer. Chacham Mahu, what he is, Aymer, that's what he says. Rasha Mahu, what he is, Aymer, that's what he says. Basically, the concept being, you are what you say. When a person insults others, causes them pain, he may feel that he raised himself up or raised herself up by belittling somebody else, but really they're only belittling themselves. You are what you say. What you talk about, how you speak about others, reflects on your entire personality. If you cause pain to others with your words, you are less of a person because of that. By transgressing the laws of Einas Devarim, you are lowering your spiritual level. On the other hand, when you utilize the power of speech to help other people, to raise them up, you're raising your own spiritual level. You become more elevated by elevating others with your power of speech. And anyone who internalizes this concept will find it much easier to refrain from all types of Einas Devarim. So remember that too. You are what you say. Another thing, what people do when you're disappointed about someone's behavior to you, you're likely to respond, you don't care about me. And, you know, that's hurtful because very often the other person really does care about you. They really truly do care about you. They may not be saying things the perfect way, whatever it is. You have to be careful when you say something like, you don't care about me. And it causes a lot of insecurities when you say that. Or that you don't understand. A lot of people say that. You don't understand. It's also Einas Devarim. When you think a person is wrong, you have to realize there's another possibility there that he may be right. And we may be the one that's wrong in this case. And even if he's clearly wrong, you still can't say things that would cause Einas Devarim. You could say more like tactful. It appears to me that this is the correct interpretation. Or let's look at the matter from this perspective to see if it's accurate. You can be tactful in the way you go about it. But not just simply point blank say you don't understand. So to review the concepts we discussed in this shiur, number one is it may pay to write things down before you speak, to prepare your wording when you have to tell somebody something that's difficult so you word it in the right way and that it doesn't come out too harshly and you're tactful with it. Another thing is when you text or email or anything written down and done by that type of mode, in the olden days, letter writing. Now it's text messaging, emailing, other aspects. Now, Einas Devarim, Isurim stays the same. It makes no difference whether it's verbal or whether it's written. And a lot of tsar is caused by the written word. So you have to be very careful not to be over on Einas Devarim when it comes to emails and texts and things like that. Don't label a person that you're the type of person who does such and such and such. Remember, you are what you say. Your words, the way you talk, it could elevate you at the same time, could degrade you. So make sure to say words only that would be elevating and would help people and that are Einas Devarim free. Refrain from all types of Einas Devarim in your own speech And that defines the true good person you really are. Don't just blanket say, tell another person that you don't care or you don't understand. Very often they do care and they do understand. And so it's very important to treat people with that sensitivity. So again, I just want to reiterate again, because the written thing is very, very important, because we do see a lot of harm done by the written word of emails, of texting and WhatsApps. And we have to be very, very careful with that. Bracha v'atzlacha.